This CKNW podcast is brought to you by Destination Toyota in Burnaby, your neighborhood Toyota store.
It's amazing how the word profit has taken on a negative connotation for so many people. I think the assumption is that when someone makes a profit, it must come at someone else's expenses. Nothing voluntary in the transaction. Well, on the contrary, when there's competition in the drive for profits, the consumer obviously wins, no matter what the sector. I mean, competition and profit incentives have resulted in companies producing better and more innovative goods in an effort to woo customers. I mean, the myth that is constantly pushed is that the search for profit means that individuals are gouged in terms of prices. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, just look at arguably the world's most successful retailer. That's Walmart. What are they known for? Low prices on a wide variety of goods. I mean, regularly firms lower prices, put things on sale in an effort to win customers. The competitive marketplace increases the likelihood that people get what they want at the best possible price. I mean, when the Japanese cars came into the market in North America, they forced American manufacturers to compete by increasing the quality and value. Competition and the drive for profit forces innovation. It results in lower prices and better quality. Monopolies aren't subject to the same pressure, and consumers inevitably suffer. Monopolies favor the collective over the individual, which is why the Soviet system proved to be so inadequate in practice. I mean, nobody argued that the former Soviet Union made goods that were of high quality. I mean, human beings need incentive. The incentive in business is profit. And that pursuit of profit leads companies to innovate, improve quality and prices, while improving working conditions as companies work hard to keep skilled talent. That's why firms in a competitive marketplace become profitable. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.